So our organization is now 65 years old, and we're doing lots of different things to celebrate both the work we have done, but also the work that many other individuals, towns, states, agencies, organizations have done to make the Connecticut River and all its tributaries a whole lot better. And what we decided is that we would recreate and update a journey that our board president took in 1959, where he started at the source of the river at Fourth Connecticut Lake, right by the Canadian border, and he traveled throughout the river and watershed to highlight what the issues were back then. And we know now that we've tackled many of those issues, and they've turned into successes, but we also still face important issues, and we want to be able to highlight that as well. So we're going to be having a fun multimodal journey that will celebrate our successes and also talk about the important work we still have to do.
So you're starting out where and in what type of vessel will you be in?
Sure. So we are going to start hiking to Fourth Connecticut Lake, and that's a really beautiful wetland that is literally tucked right up against the Canadian border. And so that's a short hike up to a lovely little wetland. And then we will, the next day, start a three-day paddling journey. We'll be paddling from Canaan down to Guildhall, Vermont. And after that, we're going to spend some time on the river on a pontoon boat. And after that, we're going to have a community paddle in Lyme, New Hampshire. It's going to be accompanied by the Lyme Town Band. They're going to be paddling with us on a river-based parade. And then take a river cruise in Northfield, Massachusetts, where we'll be having representatives of the Elnu Band of the Abnaki, as well as the Nolimbika Project, some Native American representatives talking about the river from their perspective. We're also going to be doing a little bit of scuba diving, water skiing, dragon boating, rowing, floating, and sailing. That will get us all the way down to Long Island Sound by Sunday, July 30th, where we will sail on a replica of Adrian Bloch's sailboat. He was the first European to navigate up the Connecticut River, and we will be sailing out to the end of the river into Long Island Sound with our friends at the Connecticut River Museum.
And there will be opportunities for the public to participate in this along the way, and I assume you have a schedule posted somewhere for people to check out where you're going to be.
We do. Our website is ctriver.org, and if you look at the News and Events tab, you'll see the whole itinerary, and you'll see opportunities where the public can either join the different legs or watch some of the events or also participate in what we're calling splash mobs. So we have many people who have said they love the river and they're willing to join one of these splash mobs and jump in the river and tell us why they love the Connecticut or their home tributary river. So many ways to participate. You can also follow it along. We'll have an online travel log, and you'll see on a daily basis as we travel down the river, there will be a short video blog, I guess is what you could call it, to follow the journey along. So you can follow us digitally or you can follow us in person.
You mentioned the condition the river was in more than a half century ago and how it's changed. What was it like then?
Sure. When we and Dr. Davidson and his wife filmed this journey, and it's a journey that you can still see on our YouTube channel, they noticed that there was a lot of raw sewage going into the river. They noticed there was a tremendous amount of trash and debris. They noted that there was a lot of impacts from flooding. And some of the issues are still the same. You know, you see back in the late 1950s, there was erosion of valuable farmland. We still see some of those issues as a result of how our hydropower dams are operated. We still need to continue investing in our wastewater infrastructure. The river is so far and away cleaner. It's a wonderful recreational resource now, but we still have places where we have to invest in our wastewater infrastructure. We still have a lot of work to be able to reconnect habitat. We've got clean water, but we need cleaner. We've got healthy rivers, but we need to make more of that habitat available to more of those critters by removing deadbeat dams and fixing culverts, because there should be a whole lot more fish in our rivers, particularly the migratory fish.
And this trip that you're going to be taking is sort of a prelude to the annual Source to Sea cleanup, which is coming up in a few months, right?
Yes, we do have the cleanup coming in September. It'll be our 21st year. And again, that's an opportunity where, you know, literally thousands of people come out every year to do their part to keep cleaning up the river. And one day we're going to put ourselves out of business on that event, but we're not quite there yet. And that will be in the third week in September is the source to clean up.